This is one of those unique times when we can cut cost, we can be fair, we can be safe, and we can put people to work because it is cheaper to hire than it is to jail. Thank you very much.
Operation Reform attendees are applauding for Jacksonville business lawyer Kevin Hyde. Hyde advocates banning the box on job applications where people tell an employer whether they've been convicted of a crime. Another supporter of banning the box is Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who made the change on city employment applications this year.
It wasn't all the way heralded by everybody. There were folks who I thought were philosophically aligned with me who didn't roll out the red carpet.
And Mayor Lenny Curry agrees with Gillum, despite his political differences. Jacksonville hasn't asked for city employee criminal histories on its initial application since 2009. Curry also mentioned he's increased funding for programs targeting at-risk youth and alluded to more programs in the pipeline.
We can debate how we do the housing, how we do the reentry programs, but we have to be committed to funding them. Government plays a role in that, and I stand here as a fiscal conservative telling you that we must step up and show that we're committed with our dollar.
Hear, hear.
Curry says he'll be rolling out new programs in the coming months meant to address inmate reentry, community building, and crime prevention. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.